The measure is called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance, and supporters gathered over 27,000 signatures in order to get it in front of Albuquerque voters. Laura Mason is the office director for the Albuquerque City Council. She says while direct legislation like this has its challenges, it does help to give voters a louder voice.
The benefit is it allows the public to bring an issue forward that they feel has not been brought forward by their representatives, by their city councilors or the mayor's office.
What are some of the drawbacks going through voters as opposed to city councilors? Have laws gone through or ordinances gone through, like the city attorney, to determine constitutionality?
That's a very good question, and I'm not sure all of that was contemplated at the time that this provision was put into the city charter. I don't think at that time people thought that special elections were going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But as far as constitutionality of a question, that's not addressed in this bill. So I think people are concerned that they don't want to have a law passed that will in the end cost us more money to defend legally and then result in maybe additional money in the form of attorney fees that the city would have to pay.
So this kind of way to vote things into law has been around since the early 70s. It's not commonly used, but is it gaining popularity as a tactic to get laws on the books?
It has been. Based on the fact that I've been with the city about 25 years, the fact that I've seen two of these initiatives in the past year, 2 years, and hadn't seen any before that, I think points to people realizing that this is a process and that it's something that can be an effective way to get legislation enacted.
Laura Mason is office director for the Albuquerque City Council. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance would ban abortions after 20 weeks. A petition to put the measure to voters is still in the hands of the city clerk, who must verify that there are enough valid signatures in order for the measure to move forward. If there are, city councilors will either pass the proposal outright or send the measure to voters in a citywide election this fall. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.